watching audience all over the city, all over the state of Texas, all over the states of the United States, all over in other countries. Welcome to the Fifth Ward Church of Christ worship service. So good to be here. So good to hear your voices. I know that you were singing along with us, weren't you? Hopefully you sing along. You know, we're not a show. We're not a entertainment program. This is worshiping God, and we can't sing for you. You may have heard a few extra voices this morning, and that is wonderful, but we want you to sing along with us, and God is good. We are getting reports that the coronavirus or pandemic over this nation is the numbers are increasing, and I don't know that you're getting that also. And we just want to admonish the congregation, admonish our members, admonish all of us to pay attention and be vigilant, be careful as we can. We know our faith is in God, but I don't know about you, but I don't want to be sick if I don't have to be. And so I'm going to pay attention. Amen. And I know we're ready to come back together, but this virus is not quite ready for us to come back together. I was eating a birthday dinner for my son-in-law yesterday evening. We went out to eat, and you know, all the grandkids and everybody. And we said, okay, everybody, put your mask on. We went in the restaurant and sit down, and we took our mask off to eat, and there wasn't that many people in there. But then people started coming in. Then looked up, a group of about 25 people came in, and they sit. I didn't have no mask on, and I got nervous, and I'm like, look, it's time to go. I'm just saying, one of the director that President-elect Joe Biden has put over his task force, the coronavirus task force, I read an article that he said yesterday. He said, we're about to go through a worse time with this pandemic. And he said that just people, two reasons this virus is spreading even faster now is that people are just tired. People are tired of, you know, abiding by the so-called rules of the CDC, and people are lax. And then there's still some folk who don't think the virus is real. And I'm just, for one, as one of them, as the minister, our shepherds here at this church, listen, we need to be careful. We need to be careful. And I say that because we have had several of our members in this past week who have called us to say we are infected with the coronavirus. And we have, up to this point, we have had very few, and more saying that we have the virus and we're going to be quarantined. And so we're passing that news on to you to say just be careful, okay? Be careful. Some of you know I started a lesson series a few weeks ago entitled Real Lessons from Real People in the Bible. And I want to continue that this morning and for you to meet with me in the book of 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 8. You relax, you got your coffee, you sitting up, you got both eyes open this morning. You got it all out the way. You're out of the kitchen. You're not cooking breakfast this morning because this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We came here to worship God. And hopefully that's what all of us are ready to do this morning. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8. And now there are so many wonderful people that's in the Bible that we could highlight. And we're trying to uplift some of those who maybe you're not as familiar with, but they are important because they're in God's word. And this morning I want to highlight the Shunammite woman. It's called the Shunammite woman. All right. Kids, remember that. That's a review. Bible school teachers review, see if they were listening to the lesson this morning. Now, a day came when Elisha, he was the protege for Elijah, one of the great prophets of God. And Elisha is now prophet. Matter of fact, if you went back to we're ready to worship, right? And we're in the Word of God, and every word in it is for a reason. Elisha, a couple of chapters in 2 Kings 2, I believe in verse 9, Elijah, he was the prophet who One of the people in the Bible who didn't die a physical death. He was taken up in a whirlwind on a chariot of fire. Lord have mercy. That sounds like a cartoon or a movie, but this is real. And he was taken up. And before he was taken up, Elisha was walking with him. And Elijah evidently told him that God was going to take him up. He said, before he takes me, Elisha, what do you want from me? What can I give you? And Elisha, he said, give me a double portion of your spirit. My goodness, I thought about that. Boy, who would we say that? Would we say that to our children, to one of our children, before we died, what can I give you? And say, if you gave them a double portion of who you are, would that be good enough? Lord have mercy. I hope it would be. And Elijah said to him, boy, you asked for me a hard thing. And he told him, if you see me when I go up, if you see me when God takes me, you will have it. And Elisha saw Elijah. He saw the Lord take Elijah up. And when the men saw Elisha, when he came to them, the men, 50 men who were watching, they said, he has the spirit of Elijah. And here we get, and he was a ministering prophet. And the people knew it because he wasn't lazy. He was doing God's business. And we get to chapter 4 and verse 8. It says, now a day came when Elisha, he went over to Shunem. Shunem. He went over to Shunem. And so when we say the Shunammite woman, she was called the Shunammite woman because she was from Shunem. Amen. All right. I even have a map. I have a map. Show the map up here. Show the map. Let's see. You see that arrow? That is the city of Shunem. It's north of Jerusalem. It's north of Jezreel. It's north of Samaria. And I simply show you the map because, you know, the title of this series is Real People, Real Lessons from Real People in the Bible. And you know, every now and then I always try to show that the Bible is true. Every word of it, these places, this place, Shunem still exists today. It's not called Shunem. It's called Shloham. I'm probably pronouncing the word, the city wrong, but this place exists, and Elisha was a real man, and the Shunammite, and the Bible does not call her by name. It just says the Shunammite woman, and truly, truly, God knew who she was, and here Elijah comes. He went to Shunem, where there was the scripture calls her, I'm reading from the New American Standard Translation, it calls her a prominent woman. The King James translation will call her a great woman. The NIV translation will say she is a well-to-do woman. Now, God put that in the Bible, and so it just tells us that this woman had some substance. Yeah, she's had some substance. She had some money. And now we're highlighting the woman, but the woman was married. And so it says, and she urged him to eat food. She had some substance. And so it was, as often as he passed by, that he turned in there to eat food. And she said to her husband, behold, now I'm aware that this is a holy man of God passing by us repeatedly. Now notice, Elisha was not a lazy prophet. He was a man that did God's business, and he often went through, this is part of his territory, and he's teaching and preaching the word, and this woman, this prominent woman, and obviously she knew of the things that were going on in the city, and she knew who he was, she knew he was a man of God, and that's what a man of God ought to be known for, amen? He ought to be known not for what he wears. You know, nowadays, you know, we're concerned he shouldn't be known for the kind of suits he wore, the kind of jewelry he wore, or the kind of car he wore, car he drove. He ought to be known for him doing the business of God. And so Elisha was known by her and by others in the city. And she said, he's a holy man of God. And he passed us repeatedly. And she went on to say, please, she said to her husband, let's make a little wall up a room and let's set up a bed for him in there and a table and a chair and a lampstand. Then it shall be when he comes to us that he can turn in there. That's a good woman. Yeah, that's a good woman. I know you might not say that, but as a preacher, I say that's a good woman. She saw this holy man of God, and she said, you know what, we need to do something for him to make his job easy. I noticed now the husband didn't say nothing, but the woman did. And that's, you know, to me, in my ministry, and I love, you know, we got some strong men at this church and some wonderful men who work hard and do wonderful things, but they're not as tender as the women are. They're not as thoughtful. You know, I'm just, you know, they're not as thoughtful. Women, I don't know if it's all women. I'm not saying all, no men don't do that. But you know, a woman seems like she does things like this. See, the man, look at the man working hard. He's a holy man of God. And I'm not the preacher, you know, and he come in here and he doing God's business. And she says, let's do something nice for this man. I don't know. That touched me. That touched me. And the Bible, God put it in the Bible. You know, I love it. See, listen, you don't have to be a preacher to go to heaven. Amen, somebody? Yeah. And you don't have to be out front to please God. Yeah, you can do some wonderful things. And this woman says, look, baby, let's put this man a place that he can be comfortable sometimes. And I thought that was lovely on the Shunammite's woman's part, and it definitely caught God's eyesight. Yeah, God, and I was thinking of some things that we can do that other people don't see that God is pleased with. And the Shunammite woman, she gives one example here. You know, I was thinking about in our time, you know, there are lots of things that we can do to advance the kingdom, to advance the word, to lead others to Christ. And oftentimes, even in our day, I know some many acts that many men and women do to advance the kingdom. And listen to this now. Listen to this in 2 Kings 4:11, verse 11. Now, one day he came there, talking about Elisha, and turned into the upper room and rested. Then he said to his servant Gehazi, now notice it, all these little details are important to me as I'm studying this. So it wasn't just him, he had a servant with him. And so both of them came. He said, call this Shunammite. And went now, the Bible doesn't call her name, we don't know what her name was. And he called her, she stood before him, and he said to him, say to her, behold, you have taken trouble for us with all this care. What can I do for you? That's what Elijah told Gehazi to say to the woman. What can I, you've done this for me. And you know, the beautiful thing about this Shunammite woman, she was not doing this to get a reward from Elisha. It speaks to us as children of God. You know, we're not, you know, she was just doing it because it was a good work. She wanted to advance the kingdom. She knew he was doing a good work, and she was doing it out of the sincerity of her heart. And because sometimes our motives can be wrong when we do things for people. You know, sometimes our motives can be wrong. If we're doing it for a reward, then that's our reward. You remember in Matthew chapter 6, in verse number 3 and 4, when Jesus said this, he says, but when you do it your arm, do it thus your arm, let not your left hand know what your right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Yeah. Yeah. She had a good heart. And one of the things that I found is that, you know, when we're serving, you see, serving is all about somebody, it's not about ourselves. You know, that's Jesus said when he came to this world, I came not to be served, but to what? I came to serve. And so service is all about somebody else. But when we have a heart of service as children of God, you know, some people you can't stop from showing their appreciation to you. You know, you say, I didn't do it for that. Oh, no, you don't have to do that. Some folks say, I know I don't have to do it. I want to do it. And here this Shunammite, here is her. We know that her heart was sincere. And Elisha, he goes on to say, but she answered, this is hers, in verse number 13. But she answered, no, excuse me, go back. Behold, you have taken this trouble with all this care. What can I do for you? Would you like me for me to speak to the king or the commander of the army? Elisha said, look, and Elisha had the ear of the kings. You'll see even before this, he gave counsel and he gave God's word to King Jehoshaphat. And so he had the ear of the king. He could go to the king and say, king, look, this woman needs this. Can you do this for her? He had the ear of the commander of the army. Elisha had all of this influence. And he says, what do you want me to talk to the king for you? And listen to what she said. She answered and said, I live among my own people. It's like the Shunammite woman said, Elisha, I'm all right. I don't need anything. I didn't do this to get something from the king. She said, I can take care of myself. I'm with my people. I don't need to go to the king. You know, I was thinking about that. If that would have been me and he'd asked me, look, Eric, can I do something for you? I'd say, yeah, you sure can. Yeah, tell the king, come put a red light on my street. I would have said, I probably would have asked something. Yeah, tell the king that we need lights. I'd have thought of something. But this she had a beautiful heart. And then she goes on to say, the scripture goes on to say, so he said, what then is to be done for her? He was talking to his servant Gehazi. And Gehazi answered, it is a fact that she has no son and her husband is old. Now, I don't know what that means. But he said, this is Elijah. Then he said, call her. And when he called her, she stood in the doorway. Then he said, at this season next year, you're going to embrace a son. And she said, no, Lord, no, my Lord. You, man of God, do not lie to your servant. Elijah got her attention now. She had no children. She had no son. I don't know if she had a daughter, but she had no son. She said, okay, Elijah, don't play with me, Elisha. Don't play with me. He says, now the woman conceived and bare birth and gave birth to a son at that season the next year. And as Elisha had, I told you, there are, you know, we serve because we got a good God and God wants us to serve. But, you know, all our blessings are not in heaven as we serve God on earth. Our ultimate goal is to make heaven our home, right? We want to go to heaven. But you know what? God is good. And God has rewards for us right while we are down on this earth if we just do his will. And a lot of times we think it's more that we want to lead. We want to be the song leader. We want to lead in church and we want everybody to see us. Those are not the deeds that catch God's eyes, it seems like, in his word. It's the things that we can do in secret when nobody else is watching. Maybe it's your taking someone to the store who does not have a car. It's praying with somebody who needs prayer. Sometimes it's simply just listening to somebody who just needs an ear. Oh, have mercy. And God gave this woman this shown of blessing, this Shunammite woman a shown of blessing. And to tell the truth about it, all of us need a blessing from God, don't we? Yeah, sometimes we don't even voice up. I would imagine that she just carried this in her heart. And she yearned as she saw sons and daughters and children playing, and she knew she couldn't have a child. And I imagine that it was just heavy in her heart that, oh, I wish that I could have a son. But she knew she couldn't, so she just kept it to herself. But that did not stop her from serving the Lord. And I would say to anybody who's listening, male or female, keep doing your good works. Keep glorifying God in our secrecy. And do not be afraid to receive God's blessings. You know, sometimes we can be too modest and act like we don't need nothing and don't pray for something. If you're doing the Lord's work and it's something that you need, something that you want, guess what? Ask the Lord for it. Lord have mercy. It's in 1 Corinthians. It reminds me of Paul when he wrote to Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 2:9. He says, but just as it is written, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love. God got some blessings that you don't even know about. If we keep loving him and we keep serving him, we don't know what God. Lord have mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Even while we're down here on earth. But also remember this, that we live in a world that's full of sin and full of problems. And though this Shunammite woman, she was blessed with a son, the realities of life soon hit her again. The realities of life. And I, Lord, I'm praying that the Lord keep me balanced. Keep me. You know, because, you know, we want to be happy when things go too good, go good for us. And we thank the Lord and we praise the Lord. But because we live in a world of sin and a world of issues and a world of problems, don't get too happy. I don't know if I should say that. But because some of us, we don't smile enough. You know, we don't laugh. And some of us don't know how to enjoy a blessing. Amen. Yeah, I made my 50th birthday. I made my 60th birthday. I'm 25. Praise the Lord. When you make a birthday, you need to say praise the Lord. Yeah. You try missing one of those birthdays. Yeah, don't be afraid to enjoy a meal with your family. Don't be afraid to receive a gift from somebody that want to get. That's all right. Look, give me my gifts. I'll take them. You don't want them? I'll take them. Give me some money. I'll show you how to spend it. But remember that we in this world. And listen to this. Listen to this in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 18, when the child was grown. Now, grown doesn't mean that he's an adult, because you soon find out he grown old enough, because the day came when he went out to his father, to the reapers. Now, he's not a little bitty baby. He's grown. He can work. And the daddy took him out to work with him. He said to his father, my head. And he said to his servant, carry him to his mother. Lord have mercy. Something happened to the boy. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on a lap until noon. And then he died. Lord have mercy. That's a heavy one, isn't it? Yeah, her son died. That is a heavy one. That's one that we don't wish on nobody. And sometimes when we read the Bible, we read words and we leave the emotion out of it. But sometimes we need to put ourselves in another person's place. Because I don't know if I don't. I'm sure someone is watching who's actually experienced this. And we pray that no one would have to. Listen to verse 21. Listen to her response. She went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God. Boy, this woman got some serious faith. Where do you turn in your time of distress? I mean, and where do we turn when issues come? When problems, and we could name them. You know, where do you turn when you get the report that there is a mass? Some people turn within themselves. Some of us go in deep depression. Some of us isolate ourselves. Some of us try to handle all of it by ourselves. This woman, she shut the door behind him and went out. She laid him there. Then she took some action. Because she remembered that Elijah, look, he promised me that I was going to have this son. And I got the son. Now the son died. What is going on? This scripture says, then she called her husband and said, please send me one of the servants and one of the donkeys that I may run to the man of God and return. He said, will you go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. Well, baby, why are you going there? It's not a time. It's not a feast day. And she said, it will be well. I see when I read, and this is real people, real lessons from real people. And to see sometimes when you read, you think, well, that's that's back then. That's in the Bible. And that's, we don't relay it to our own life. And I say, Lord, increase my faith. Because I've thought about through some situations that I've gone through in my, you know, sometimes my faith is so small that I don't even ask God. Because I say, well, God not going to do nothing. I don't say it out loud. But in my mind, I say, now, this the final answer. This woman, she says, it'll be well. Then she saddled a donkey and said to her servant, drive and go forward. Listen to her. Do not slow down the pace for me unless I tell you. So she went and came to the man of God 2 miles come. She said, don't you stop till I. She was breaking the speed limit. Yes, she was. And listen to this. I need to rush. When the man of God saw her at a distance, Elisha saw her, he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, there is a Shunammite. Please now run now to meet her and say to her, is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child? She answered. Listen to this. And she answered, it is well. When she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught hold of his feet. And Gehazi came near to push her away. But the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is troubled within her. And the Lord has hidden it from me and has not told. Elisha, he didn't know what it was. He asked her, and he's a prophet, but God didn't give him. He didn't tell him what had happened. And then she spills it. In verse 28, then she said, did I ask for a son from my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? You remember when Elisha asked her, what can I do for you? She said, I'm all right, I'm fine, I'm with my people. And he wanted to do something, and Elisha volunteered, and he gave her from God a son. And the woman said, I told you not to mess with my mind. Then he said to Gehazi, oh, she got his attention now. She has God's attention. Gird up your loins, take my staff in your hand, and go your way. If you meet any man, do not salute him. If anyone salutes you, do not answer him, and lay my staff on the lad's face. Elisha said to his servant, go, go, don't you stop, go. The Shunammite woman heard Elisha, what she said. Listen to what she said. The mother of the lad said, as the Lord lives and as you live yourself, I will not leave you. This woman, this Shunammite, I see why she's in the Bible. This woman, she said, look, Elisha, I'm not leaving you. Do you know what she was saying? Elisha, you going. This one, you're not sending your servant. I'm not leaving here until you get up and come with me. And he arose and followed her. Then Gehazi passed on before them and laid his staff on the lad's face, but there was no sign of response. Now, Gehazi went with them, and Gehazi, as they were going, he went a little bit forward. He laid his staff, and the boy did not come to life. As he returned to meet him and told him, the lad has not awakened. But verse 32, but when Elisha came into the house, behold, the lad was dead and laid on his bed. And Elisha took several steps. At the scripture, you read it for yourself. He went into detail that he laid on the bed, he laid on the boy, laid on his face, he breathed into his mouth. In verse number 36, he called Gehazi and said, call this Shunammite. So he called her, and she went, and she came to him, and he said, take up your son. Then she went and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground, and she took up her son. And wasn't this some kind of woman? Oh, the faith of this Shunammite woman, who we still don't know what her name is, but I tell you who does know. God knows her name. Oh, great acts of faith. You know, and God, all throughout the Bible, great acts of faith is God, which is what pleases God. And I said, Lord, you know what? My faith, as I read this, as I studied this, I said, you know, Gary, you got a ways to go. Some of the little issues we go through, we worry about, we cry about, we lose sleep about, some of the issues that we go through, and what we say, well, I prayed to God. How many times have we prayed? Yeah. And just giving up. Thank you, Lord, for this real lesson of a real person in the Bible who exemplified, who demonstrated the kind of faith that you're pleased with. Her persistence, her diligence, her focus, her diligence, and says that she was a woman who believed that God can do it. And I says, in my life, do I have that kind of faith? Can I ask a question before I stop this morning? Is your faith pleasing to God? Yeah. Is your faith pleasing to God? Yeah, I was embarrassed because, you know, as I was studying this, I got so many. I know I can't finish all of these lessons. I got so many. I was embarrassed when I reread this story of the Shunammite woman because of some of the worrying I'd been doing over some issues that I know God can handle, and leave them right there. May God increase all of our faith, and may God help us, bless us to live lives when we are doing His will, that we accept His blessings. God is good. If you're here this morning and you're not a child of God, you need to be. Yes, God used Elisha here in the Old Testament to carry out His will, and He uses us as earthen vessels here on this earth to carry out His will. And it's amazing how sometimes you can see a person who has, quote unquote, less than we have, but their faith surely don't seem like it. And if you're here and you're not a child of God, you need to be. You come by faith, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And He is the rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. If you believe with all your heart that Jesus is the Son of God, if you're willing to repent of all your sins, to confess Christ and be baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins, that God too will add you to His family, where all of His blessings are, where all of His promises, all of His benefits are in Christ Jesus. And I'm not reading this to say that God is going to immediately answer all of our prayers, but He definitely has the power to, especially to those of us who exemplify and who trust in Him and Him alone. And so we offer this invitation to you. If you're listening, you're watching today, and you have a heavy heart, and you have been overly worried about something that you're worrying surely is not answering it, and you have not depended on God, you need the church to pray for you. You need the leaders to pray for you. You need to pray for yourself. If you have a prayer request, then make it known. Make it known. You can make it known on our prayer line. You can call us today. But if you want to be baptized, you can be baptized into Christ even today. And won't you come? Won't you respond as we sing our invitation song this morning? May God bless you.
'Cause I am down here, Lord, and I need Your